So any gardeners here? I've still not figured out quite how you get things to grow here in Austin. I mean, it's only been a year. I've kind of been through this once. But everything that I put out immediately keels over and dies. I'm obviously doing something wrong. I used to have a really lovely garden when I lived at our seminary in Washington, D.C. It was mostly an herb garden. And I had beds filled with culinary herbs and medicinal herbs and fragrance herbs. I had a nice bed of biblical herbs and way in the back, the deadly poison herbs. Because you just never know. Actually, they had lovely flowers, the foxgloves and aconites and nightshades. Yeah, but they were really toxic. One of my favorite gardening books was called Square Foot Gardening. And in it, the author recommends giving up these long, inefficient rows in the garden, which take up a lot of space, and that don't tend to grow the vegetables and things in the quantities that you need. After all, who's going to eat the produce of a 15-foot row of radishes? I mean, does anybody actually like radishes? Okay, a couple. Yeah, you can have mine. Instead, square foot gardening recommends planting in divided squares and planting only as much as you will actually be able to use. Obviously, styles of agriculture change over time as we learn more about how these things work. And we are used to seeing fields planted in nice, neat rows. But that hasn't always been the way that it's been done. For most of the history of the human race, farmers planted by scattering. The soil was what it was. Without machinery and power tools, there wasn't a whole lot you could do about the condition of the soil you had. And if you were lucky and had a big animal, an ox or something, you might be able to enlist their help in plowing. But for the most part, people took the soil the way they found it. Which brings us to today's parable. The parable of the sower has this farmer scattering seed, apparently without much control over where it lands. Bad soil, good soil, in the weeds, on the rocks, on the footpath. There's really no controlling where his seed is going to land. And as usual, how you interpret a parable like this depends largely on where you place yourself in the parable. If you're the sower, then it's all about the unpredictable results of our effort to spread God's love or God's word. If you are the scattered seed, then it's all about the difficulty of living a Christian life in a dangerous world. And those are really the most common ways of interpreting this particular parable. But what if you're not the sower or the seed? What if you're the soil? That changes it a bit. If you're the soil, then the sower is God, and the seed is what God scatters, his grace. Like scattered seed, God's grace is a gift that is freely given. The soil doesn't earn the seed, and we don't earn God's grace. It's free. That's literally what the word grace means. And it's given to accomplish the task for which God sends it. But we have free will, and God's grace can be resisted. We can be as hard as a footpath, where the seeds of God's grace will bounce off, wasted because we're not ready to accept it. We can receive God's grace and that God gives us, but only allow it to penetrate so far. These might be people who are Christian in name only, or perhaps those of us who haven't allowed our faith to grow and become deep, or perhaps those of us who insist on clinging to the same understanding of faith that we had when we were adolescents. The seed sprouts in the rocks, but grows only a little. Maybe your soil has become overgrown with thorns. In a life cluttered by things or distracted by trivial concerns, or overrun by too many voices counter to the gospel, God's grace can be choked out and withered. So how's your soil? Are you ready to receive the seeds that God has to plant in your life? Has the soil of your life been turned and cleared, maybe even fertilized? If you've been going through some changes or transitions, or if you're feeling the need to clear out some of the weeds and pull out the rocks, then maybe you're ready to accept some new seeds and to find some new movement of God's grace in your life. So wait for God's seeds and take them in, and then get ready for a return of 30 or 60 or 100-fold.